Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. I'm Nick Baker. I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And, but I am going to be talking about angels and how they appeared to Mary. And I am in Isaiah chapter 63. And, and I would like to read verse 9 in Isaiah. Let's read. It says, "In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved him. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the day of old." And, the angels have come to Mary in the book of Matthew, but what the purpose of the angel is that knowing that Christmas is coming, and you probably have an angel on your tree. But if you want to know about the angel that approached Mary and Joseph in a dream, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, and it there you go. If you have a study Bible, it's a New King James Study Bible, and it is and I'm going to read the whole chapter. The page number is 1111 in your New King James Study Bible. And it says, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Solomon. Solomon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot David, the king. David, the king, begot Solomon by her, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. And Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers. And about the time they were carried away to Babylon, and after they were brought to Babylon, Coniah begot Shittiel, and Shittiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abdiel. Abdiel begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar. But actually, let me skip down to verse 20. It says, while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And that is Jesus himself. But there's a song I'm going to play right now. And it's called Jamboree in Heaven, and it's by Carl Richards.
There's a jamboree.
Well, my friends, that was Carl Richards himself, and he wrote this song when he was in his 40s, but what he was saying in the song, how the angels were singing, they were singing in joy, they were singing in praise, they were singing that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. That's what Christmas is all about. And I'm going to close with one more song called Mary, Do You Know? But I know a lot of you who are going through tough times and you are struggling to find out what you should get that person, what type of gift you want to give them, but what is the purpose of Christmas? It's the gift of God. What is the gift of God? Jesus himself. Jesus was the gift that God has given us to take away our baggage, to take away our sorrows, our sadness, our sickness, our depression. That's what Jesus came for. And verse 2 in chapter 28 in the book of Matthew, it says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back a stone from the door at the sat on it." But when Jesus was crucified and buried, the angel rolled back the stone from the door of the tomb that Jesus was buried. But Jesus was talking about how to make disciples. But verse 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples all of the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And this was after Jesus came back from the dead. And he was talking about making disciples. And we have to make disciples. And that's what I said last month for Thanksgiving and how to get together with your family and how to have a Bible study with your family. But I'm going to lead you into a prayer. And there is a prayer that I said 2 months ago on Marty and Friends, whoever lives in Port Jervis, if you live in our area and you watch Marty and Friends, you probably recognize this prayer. You don't have to say it again, but you could if you don't want to. But we have to focus on what is important for us. And this prayer is to help us overcome and how to fix the relationships that we are in that is broken. Because I know Christmas is coming and you don't know what to do, what to get that loved one. And you have made a mistake, but yes, most relationships don't last during this time of year, during this Christmas season. But you know what I do at the end of every broadcast? If you're new to this show, but I recommend you to repeat this prayer after me. Right now, just say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me whole with you as you're whole with your Father. Come into my relationship and make me a man I want to become. Make me a man that my spouse wants me to become. Help me see my future. Help me see what my future is going to be like. And I choose to follow you from this moment forward. In your name, amen. When you pray that prayer, you are a born-again Christian. You are going to see the difference in your life and your relationship when you allow Jesus to come into your life. But with Christmas coming and you don't know what to get that person and what you should do, and you have to pray. But Jesus was the gift. Jesus was the gift. And when he was born, the wise men said, where is the king of the Jews that was born of a woman? And King Herod said, what king of the Jews? Until they went to Bethlehem to see Jesus, the beautiful baby, in the manger. And this next song I'm going to be playing right now, I'm going to close with it. And it's called Mary, Did You Know? And this song is going to help you focus on the purpose of the King of the Jews and the Messiah. And the King of the Jews was biggest Pilate asked Jesus, are you the King of the Jews? And are you truly the Son of God, the Messiah? And Jesus refused to answer that question. But I know that a lot of you who are focusing on, but what is really special about this is that there are a lot of people that are getting engaged and falling in love with each other. And I know a lot of you who are looking for a diamond ring, but not all women like diamonds. Some of them do, but not all of them do. And my stepmother is the example of that, because she does not like diamonds. For some reason, I don't know why she doesn't like diamonds, but she doesn't. And she hates it. She hates them with passion. But I understand. I get it. That's her feeling, not mine. But we have to respect it. We have to respect that. And this next song I'm going to close with is Mary, Do You Know? Take a listen. Friends, I have 4 minutes left. And did you get what Jesus, what the song is, and what the guy is saying? He is saying that Jesus is the I Am, and he's the great I Am, and he died on the cross for us, and he is the Almighty God Himself. He's half man, half God. And he is fully God, and he is fully man, and he loves us for who we are, and he died on the cross. And the purpose of Christmas is to remember him, remember his birth, remember his death and resurrection, because we have to focus on him, focus on the gifts that he has given us. Because I'm going to close with this. We have to focus on him. We have to focus on his birth. Because can you imagine being a 16-year-old girl that had a child at a young age and don't know what to do and how to take care of a child? That is pretty scary. But we have to thank God and thank Jesus. We have to be grateful. Thank Mary for him, because If it wasn't for Mary, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her to give birth to Jesus. And she told his disciples, she told all of the disciples, including Peter, you better listen to him because he knows what he's talking about. He is your teacher. He's your pastor. And your rabbi. Because we have to listen to him. We have to listen to everything that he says to us. And if we don't listen to him, and we go on with our merry way, we gonna fall on our face. But we have to listen to him because we are his disciples. We are his disciples. And I know that you are going through tough times and how to focus on life. Focus on how to overcome the challenges that you're facing. And we have to focus on the importance. And in closing, I want you to focus on what Jesus has done for you. And I recommend you to write five things. And five things that you want. And you could write more than that if you want to. And I recommend you to focus on what you really want in life and how to overcome those challenges. Friends, I have 34 minutes left, 34 seconds left. I just want you to see what God has in store for you this Christmas season. I'm going to close with prayer. Father, I thank you. Thank you for this Christmas season. And I thank you for everything you've been doing in us. Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming here. I thank you for your birth. And I thank you for you to take away our sins. And I thank you and praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen. And remember to keep strength, keep faith, love God.